हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। चतुर्थः अनुवाकः। चतुर्थः अनुवाकः कंसिस्ट ऑफ ब्यूटिफुल मंत्रस्। विच मंत्र इज नॉट ब्यूटिफुल हियर? एवरी मंत्र इज ब्यूटिफुल। Definitely, the fourth section mantras are very important for all of us. Now, why? Here, the mantras discussed in this fourth section are said to be mantras for continuous recitation, repeated utterance, and mantras to be chanted while doing the performance of ritual also. So there's said to be japa mantraha. There's also said to be homa mantraha. Okay. Now what is the benefit? What is the purpose of repeatedly uttering these mantras prescribed mentioned in this fourth anuvaka? Or what is the benefit of even performing the ritual also? Chanting these mantras. We'll also understand everything in this Chaturthaha Anuvakaha. So Chaturthaha Anuvakaha, the fourth section of the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad presents mantras for repeated utterance and chanting during the ritual. Japa Mantraha, Hoba Mantraha Cha. Form subject matter of the fourth section. So, this specifically, the Vedantic student definitely needs Medha Shakti. Hereafter, we'll be including this mantra in our chanting. Okay. Medha Shakti. What is Medha Shakti? Grahana Dharana Shakti. Medha is equal to Grahana Dharana Shakti. Grahanam, the word is a gerund. Dharanam also is a gerund. So Grahanam, grasping. Dharanam, retaining. So whatever he is taught, first of all it must be understood. We must grasp what is being taught. The subject matter of Vedanta Shastram must be grasped well. And what has been grasped must be retained. What has been retained must be assimilated and ascertained so that the knowledge will remain forever. Only if the knowledge remains forever, we can always enjoy the benefit of knowledge. If you work hard, earn money, and you must have money in your purse always. Whenever you need, you can open, take the money and spend. Enjoy the money, having the money. You earn, you don't have money in your purse means. What is your simply earning? You must be able to spend it when you need it. So, jnanam also should be always handy to use it in all situations so that you will not be emotionally shattered. You will be emotionally very strong, unshaken by any situation in the external world. If you have the knowledge, money in the form of knowledge in the purse of your mind, then you will benefit the teaching. You will enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Therefore, here, in specifically the mantra here is, the japa mantra here is, for specifically a presence of prayer. Japa mantra is for the Medha Shakti. And in order to be blessed with the Medha Shakti, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Omkaraha. Bhagavan Parameshwaraha is invoked. Parameshwara's grace is invoked in the form of Omkaraha. So Omkaraha itself is a symbol for Bhagavan the whole. And we seek Bhagavan's grace for having Medha Shakti. With this introduction, let us see the mantra. Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Chandobhyodhyamruta Sambhava. Samendro Medhaya Sprunotu. Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam. Shariram Me Vicharshanam. Jihva Me Madhumattama. Karna Abhyam Bhuri Vishruvam. Brahmanah Koshosi. Medhaya Pihitaha. Shrutam me gopaya. Thank God, we need not really learn to practice because we've been chanting this mantra for ages along with Medha Suktam from day one and our classes. Okay. Even though specifically we pray for Medha Shakti, we pray for our physical, emotional well-being also in this mantra. So here, let us see literal meaning first. Yaha chandasam rishabhaha. Chandasam rishabhaha. Vishwarupaha. So Bhagavan here is invoked in the form of Omkaraha, and Omkaraha is said to be Rishabhaha. Rishabhaha literally means bull, but here we say bull amidst, bull among of all the mantras, Veda mantras means what? The most exalted of all the Veda mantras is Omkaraha. Chandasam, the word chandas means meter. Like Gayatri chandas, Anushtup chandas. The word chandas means meter. Chandas also means a Veda mantra. Because Veda mantras also have symmetrical order. Therefore, Veda mantra also is said to be chandas. Therefore, chandasam means Veda mantranam. Rishabha. So the most exalted, or the exalted of all the Veda mantras is Omkaraha. And Omkaraha happens to be the sound symbol of Bhagavan the whole, is said to be in the form of the entirety of the cosmos. Om alone is in the form of the entire universe. So, Vishwarupaha, Vishwam Rupam Yasya, Saha Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha Bhagavan. Om is a sound symbol of Bhagavan. Therefore, Om is in the form of the entire universe. The exalted of all the Veda mantras, Omkaraha, is in the form of universe. When it is said, what is it? It is Omkarasya Mahatmyam, Omkarasya Mahima. These statements present the greatness or the glory of Omkaraha. Why? Because anything which deserves to be meditated upon. Any object which should be meditated upon needs to be glorified. Shastram always glorifies so that we will have great reverence towards that object. And here, Omkaraha is the symbol of Bhagavan himself. So we can say, Sagunam Brahma is Ishwaraha. Nirgunam Brahma is absolute reality. Omkaraha is a symbol of both Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, it is the exalted of all the Veda mantras. Why it is said to be the exalted of all the Veda mantras? Next sentence gives the reason. Chandobhyodhyamruta sambhava. Quickly, let us see the literal meanings. We'll enjoy the bhashyam later on. Chandobhyaha. Chandobhyaha. From all the Veda mantras, okay, which are like the nectar, amrutate, adhi sambhava. You already know how to get the meaning. Sambhava is a past perfect tense verb, which means came into existence. Adhi sambhava. Amrutate chandobhyaha adhi sambhava. I'll repeat it. Amrutate chandobhyaha adhi sambhava. This Omkaraha is said to be the exalt of all the Veda mantras because it came into existence from all the mantras. It has been extracted from all the mantras. Mantras which are themselves a nectar. Why these mantras are said to be nectar? Because Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality alone can bless a person with attainment of immortality. And the mantras serve as means of the attainment of Brahma Jnanam. When the mantras of the Upanishads, when unfolded, when understood properly, the mantras bless a person with the clear vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self. By blessing the person with knowledge of the self, the mantras bless the person with attainment of immortality also. Therefore, these mantras are said to be like a nectar. Said to be nectar. Amrutat chandobhyaha abhisambhava. Grammatically, it should have been amrutebhyaha. But we are not supposed to correct anything. Amrutat chandobhyaha adhisambhava. How? We will see later on in the bhashyam. Now understand the literal meaning. Now having said that, now we are requesting, now the prayer comes. The whole line is what now? Glorification of Omkaraha. Yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chandobhyodhyamrutat sambhava. Then, having glorified Omkaraha, Bhagavan in the form of Omkaraha, now we are requesting, now we are expressing our prayer. What's the prayer? Samendro medhaya asprunotu. This is the prayer. Prayer number one. Samendro medhaya asprunotu. Saha Indraha ma Indraha, because of Gunasandhi, it becomes Mendraha. Saha Indraha, that Lord, that Bhagavan in the form of Omkara, ma me, medhaya sprunotu. The word sprunotu has beautiful meanings. We'll see later on. Nibhashyam. Sprunotu means prinayatu Balayatu. May the Lord bless me with, strengthen me with Medha. Grahana Dharana Shakti. May the Lord, in the name of Omkara, bless me with Medha Shakti, strengthen me with Medha Shakti. Please me with Medha Shakti. Soak me in love, thereby bless me with the strength. That's another meaning. Okay. Here, Bhagavan is said to be Indraha. No, we always heard the word Indraha as name of Devata. Is it Indra Devata? The Lord of all Devas is said to be Indraha. But Bhagavan, not only Devata, not only this Lord of all Devas, even Bhagavan is said to be Indraha. Why? Remember, I explained many times before. Who remembers? Okay. It will remind you. Idam taya drishyate anena iti Indraha. Idam taya drishyate sarvam anena iti Indraha. Idam taya drishyate iti Indraha. Bhagavan is said to be Indraha because the one by whom everything in the world is seen, everything here is seen as this. What is the only knower is Bhagavan. There's no second knower. There's only knower in all the minds. There's only one knower. That only knower by whom everything here is known is Indraha. Okay. What is known is in the form of the world of countless number of forms, names and functions. What is known is in the form of world of plurality, multiplicity. But the knower of this world of plurality is one and the only Bhagavan. Therefore, idam taya means what? As this, the one by whom everything is known, as seen as this, is Indraha. So may that Lord, may that Bhagavan, in the form of Omkaraha, strengthen me, please me, bless me with Medha Shakti. Then what's next prayer? If I have Medha Shakti, if I have Grahana Shakti, Dharana Shakti, then I can easily attain Jnanam. Once I have Jnanam, Jnanam is what? Knowledge blesses, knowledge alone will bless me with immortality. Thereby, I will become the enjoyer of immortality. So next prayer is Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam. Hey Deva. You're addressing Bhagavan as Hey Deva. O self-effulgent Lord. Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of pure knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be the self-effulgent. Hey Deva, O effulgent Lord, Bhuyasam, may I become, by your grace, may I become Dharanaha, may I become the Dharanaha. Dharayati iti Dharanaha, Dharayati, possesses, owns, enjoys. So, Dharanaha Bhuyasam, may I become the possessor, enjoyer of Amritam. Amritasya Dharanaha Bhuyasam. Hey Deva, Amrutasya dharanaha bhuyasam. May I become the accomplisher of the knowledge which alone can bless me with immortality. May I become the enjoyer. May I become the possessor, holder of the knowledge, the immortal knowledge, the knowledge which can bless me with immortality. So knowledge presupposes medha shakti. The word medha also sometimes means wisdom. But why? Because medha is very much important, very, very important for jnanam. For any knowledge, even for worldly knowledge, one needs medha shakti. Of course, for atmajnanam, for spiritual wisdom, one needs medha shakti. So we do seek Bhagavan's grace for medha shakti. So saha indraha me medhayas pranotu. He deva, amrutasya dharanaha bhuyasam. And having asked for the timeless wisdom, which alone can bless me with attainment of immortality, deathlessness. Now next prayer. Shariram me vicharshanam. Shariram me vicharshanam. So vicharshanam means what? May my body be strong and healthy. Vicharshanam. Very important. Medha is possible. Attainment of jnanam is possible. First of all, the bogus, this boga ayatanam, the physical body is healthy. A sick person cannot achieve anything. Therefore, it is said, shariram me vicharshanam. Me shariram, mama shariram vicharshanam astu. Vicharshanam bhavatu. Or vicharshanam bhuyat. May my body be strong and healthy. Jihva me madhumattama. This mantra, we must reciting this mantra, very important mantra. May jihva, may my tongue be madhumattama. Madhu itself means what? Sweet. Madhumati. Madhumati means sweet. May my tongue be sweet. Madhumati. May jihva madhumati bhuyat. Madhu means sweet. Madhumati means what? Sweet. May my tongue become sweet. Madhumattara. Sweeter. Madhumattama. May my tongue become the sweetest one. What does it mean? May my tongue become the sweetest one means may I be a person of pleasant, non-hurting, truthful, compassion, person of compassionate words. May I become the person of sweet, pleasant, non-hurting, compassionate words, speech. Jihva me madhumattama. May tongue become the sweetest. Means may I be a person of pleasant, sweet, truthful, non-hurting, non-offending, compassionate words. Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. So may I listen abundantly through my both ears. Karnabhyam bhuri vishruvam. Bhuri as an adverb, it means abundantly, repeatedly, again and again. Actually abundantly also. Bhuri means, Bhuri Dhanam means what? Abundant wealth. So Bhuri sometimes can come as an adjective also. So Bhuri, may I listen abundantly, may I listen repeatedly through my ears. What? The teachings of the Shastra. See, we need Bhagavan's grace even to be able to listen to the unfoldment of the Shastra. We seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to listen, to understand, to retain, to assimilate. For everything, we need Bhagavan's grace, without which nothing is possible. Therefore, Karna Bhyam Bhori Vishrubam. It's all prayers. Then, another word is mentioned here. Again, glorification. Brahmana Koshosi Medhaya Pihitaha. So, O Lord, in the form of Omkara, you are Koshaha Asi. Koshaha Asi. Koshaha literally means a sheet, cover, envelope. But here we should take it as an abode. You are the abode. Koshaha Asi. Abode of whom? You are the abode of Brahman. Your abode of, you are the abode of Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. You are the abode of Nirgunam Brahma. With the abode of the absolute reality, with the abode of Ishvara. What does it mean? Omkaraha, unfolded, understood, is what? Ishvara. If you unfold, Omkara is unfolded, Omkara is understood, what Akara stands for, what Ukara stands for, what Makara stands for, what the silence following Makara stands for, if it is understood, absolute reality becomes understood. Ishvara becomes understood. Therefore, it is said here, hey Bhagavan, Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi, you are the abode of Brahma. We'll understand much more in our commentary, Bhagavan Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary. Then, Medhaya Pihitaha Asi, you are the abode of Brahma, but you are made Pihitaha. Pihitaha means covered. You are covered by what? You remain covered, you remain veiled, you remain hidden by Medha. Please make a note, the word Medha in this place does not mean Grahanadharana Shakti. Here it means the knowledge pertaining to anything and everything other than the truth. The material objects. Knowledge pertaining to the knowledge of anything in the world is what? Medha. So we can say worldly knowledge. So you're covered by, hidden by, veiled by the worldly knowledge. What does it mean? How can Omkar Bhagavan be hidden or veiled by worldly knowledge? What it means is, if our attention is grabbed by the worldly things, or you want to learn more about what is happening in the world, or any material sciences, physics, chemistry, botany, attention is completely grabbed away by this other knowledge of other sciences. Attention is not available for seeing what the truth is. Therefore, it is said here, you are veiled by the worldly knowledge. Worldly knowledge is not undermined or underestimated. Please don't mistake. The truth, attention paid to the world knowledge of other sciences or anything, worldly things, naturally is taken away from the truth. Therefore, the truth remains hidden. Therefore, in this mantra, it is said, Oh Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, you are in the form of Omkara, you are O Omkaraha, you are the abode of Brahma, and you are hidden, veiled, covered by the worldly knowledge. Medhaya Pihitaha Asi. Having said that, another request, another prayer is mentioned here. Shrutam me gopaya. Shrutam is a past passive participle. Heard. Me gopaya. Me mama gopaya astu bhuyat. So may whatever English may, okay, M-A-Y may whatever has been heard be for my protection. Shrutam me gopaya. One thing. So may whatever has been heard by me for be for my protection, one thing. Another prayer is what? Shrutam, me shrutam gopaya. So may you protect what has been heard by me. May you protect what has been heard by me. May whatever has been heard by me for my protection. Shrutam me gopaya bhavatu, me gopaya, my protection, for my protection. Gopaya, for protection, for my protection, may whatever has been heard be there for my protection. Means, may whatever has been heard be beneficial, useful, fruitful. It has to be fruitful, beneficial, useful. Whatever has been heard must be understood, grasped, retained, assimilated, ascertained. For all that, I need Medha Shakti and I seek Bhagavan's grace here. This is the prayer. And this is a mantra, is a japa mantra. Japaha means repeated utterance. Repeatedly uttering something is japa. It's a japa mantra. Okay. We have seen the literal meanings. Let us see the bhashyam. Okay. Yas chandasam iti. Yas chandasam iti. Now Shankaracharya says, this mantra, beginning with this expression, yas chandasam, this mantra, uchyete. Medha kamasya, shri kamasya cha, tat prapti sadhanam, japa homau uchyete. Japaha cha homaha cha, japa homau. Japaha and homaha. Japaha is repeated utterance. Homaha is a fire ritual, Vedic ritual. Therefore, Medha Kamasya. Medham Yaha Kamayati Saha Medha Kamaha. The person who is desirous of, aspirant of Medha Shakti is Medha Kamaha. The person who is aspiring for wealth is Shri Kamaha. For both of them, Medha Kamasya, Shri Kamasya cha. For both people who are the one who is aspiring for Medha Shakti, the one who is aspiring for wealth, for both of them, tat prapti sadhanam, the means of attainment of that both wisdom and the Medha and wealth. Tat prapti sadhanam tayoho praptehe sadhanam. Tat prapti sadhanam means of the attainment of that both Medha and wealth. For these two people, japa homo uchete, japa and homa are said to be the means of attainment of that for both the one who is aspiring for wealth, the one who is aspiring for Medha. Medha kamasya prapti sadhanam, Shri kamasya cha prapti sadhanam, tat prapti sadhanam. Whether a person aspires for wealth or Medha, for accomplishing that as a means of attainment of that Medha and Shrihi, japa homa uchyete, japa and homa are prescribed. Is it clear? Okay. Where in this mantra, yes, chandasam iti, what it means is this specific mantra, yes, chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha, chandobhyo dhyamrutat sambhava, samendro medhaya sprunotu, amrutasya devadharano bhoyasam, shariram me vicharshanam, jihva me madhumattama, karna abhyambhore vishruvam, brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha, shrutam me gopaya. This mantra here is specifically prescribed by the Upanishad as, okay, Upanishad, that this mantra beginning with this yes chandasam can be used in performing a ritual, can be used for repeated utterance also as a means of attainment of both Medha and Shrihi wealth for those who aspire for the one who is aspiring for Medha, for the one who is aspiring for wealth. Medha kamasya shri kamasya cha tat prapti sadhanam japa homo uchyete. So japaha is the sadhanam, homaha is the sadhanam. Okay. So here, saha ma indraha medhaya sprunotu. Samendro medhaya sprunotu. Thereafter, we are going to see another mantra which is going to come later on. We have not yet read that mantra. There, this particular sentence comes. We are going to see in the next class. Tattato me shriyamavaha iti cha linga darshanat. So Shankaracharya says, how do we, he explains why he says that this mantra must be used, can be used in performing a ritual or in simply reciting for recitation also chanting. How is he saying this? He says, there is a clue is given, linga darshanat. The clue is given. What is the clue? Saha medhayas punotu. May that Bhagavan strengthen me with the medha shakti. That prayer is there. Then next mantra states, tataha me shriyam avaha. Thereafter, may you bring wealth. The mantras, there's a mantra which wherein a person says, may thereafter, may it bring wealth. So this is the clue. From this clue, Linga Darshanath, from this clue, it is made very clear that this mantra can be used in performing a ritual, in also in simple chanting for a person who's aspiring for Medha Shakti, aspiring for wealth. Because Japa and Homa serve as means of attainment of whatever is aspired for, specifically Medha and wealth. So now Shankara Bhagavatpada has made very clear that the mantras we are going to see in this chapter are meant for Japaha and Homaha. If we cannot do Homaha, we need not worry. If simply by Japaha also, simply by chanting also, we will enjoy the benefit of this mantra. Okay. Yes, chandasamiti medha kamasya shri kamasya cha tat prapti sadhanam japa homau uchyete samendro medhayas prunotu tato me shriyam avaha iti cha linga darshanat. Because of this clue we get from the very mantra itself, it is understood. This is a mantra consisting of prayer for Medha and wealth. Therefore, this mantra can be used in performing a ritual and also for chanting. Next, he explains, yes, chandasam. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada actually enters into the meaning of the mantra. Yes, chandasam. You break it, yaha, chandasam. The one who is, that who. Chandasam. Chandasam is equal to Vedanam. Chandasam is equal to Vedanam. Vedanam is equal to Vedamantranam. Rishabhaha. Rishabhaha. Iva Rishabhaha. Rishabhaha iva Rishabhaha. Rishabhaha. So is bull, like the bull. Like the bull means what? Pradhanyat. Pradhanyat. This Omkaraha is said to be the Rishabhaha, like the Rishabhaha, because of the Pradhanyam. Because of the Pradhanyam. Pradhanyat. Fifth case, Khetvate Panchami. Pradhanyat, due to the importance. Because of the importance, it is said to be Rishabhaha. So, among a huge, many, many herds, many, many, many herds of cattle, the also tiny ones, goats and cows, etc., one bull, big bull stands, outstands. Stands out as an exalted animal. Similarly, here for all the Veda mantras, the exalted mantra is Omkaraha, because it is an essence of all the Veda mantras. So because of its importance, Pradhanya, due to the importance of Omkaraha, as an essence extracted from all the Veda mantras, is said to be Rishabhaha, an exalted mantra. Chandasam means Vedanam, Veda Mantranam, Rishabhaha, Iva Rishabhaha, Pradhanyat. Why it is said to be Rishabhaha? He gives the reason, Pradhanyat, because of importance. Why it's important? It's an essence extracted from all the mantras. we'll be seeing later on how it is an essence. All the Veda mantras, from all the Veda mantras, compiled as four Vedas from them, the extracted is the Gayatri mantra. And Gayatri mantra condensed alone becomes what? Three Vyakrutis, three auspicious utterances known as Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. And these three Vyakrutis reduced alone becomes what? Omkaraha. So Omkaraha is the extracted essence of all the mantras. Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha is equal to Sarvarupaha. Sarvarupaha means what? Sarvavagvyaptehe. See, Bhagavan is said to be in the form of everything here. All forms are Bhagavan. All forms are Bhagavan, even though Bhagavan is absolutely formless. Bhagavan alone is in the form of all forms. Now, Bhagavan, the word Om, this monosyllabic expression Om, happens to be a symbol, sound symbol of Bhagavan the whole. Omkara alone is in the form of all the words. All the words are in Omkara. Therefore, Omkara pervades all the words. Bhagavan pervades all the forms. Om pervades all the words. It is said, why Omkara is said to be in the form of the universe? Why Omkara is said to be in the form of everything? Sarva vagvyaptehe, due to the pervasiveness of all the words. Vyaptihi means pervasiveness. Vyaptihi is a noun. Pervasiveness. Vak vyaptihi means pervasiveness of sarva vak. Sarvasam vacham vyaptihi. Vyaptehi. Because of the pervasiveness of all the words, Omkara is said to be in the form of the universe. Sarva vagvyaptehe. Sarva rupaha vishwarupaha. Here Shankara Bhagavatpada brings another small quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. Tad yatha shankuna ityadi shrutyantarat. Okay. Before I go there, let me make it very clear. How does Omkaraha pervade all the words? How is the pervasiveness of Omkara of all the words? There's not even one word denoting any form of any language is outside of Om. Because this Akaraha is a guttural sound. Makaraha is a labial sound. And Ukaraha, which you pronounce by rounding up your lips. So between these three sounds, between the guttural and labial sounds alone, all vowels and consonants of all languages are there. This sthanam, the places of origination of sounds and the effort involved in pronouncing these sounds, they are all not outside of this part between the gutter and the your throat. Guttural sound and the labial sounds. All vowels and consonants, all alphabets of all languages or between these two? You can say, so akara, ukara, makara stand for all vowels and consonants, alphabets possibly pronounced, produced, okay, of all languages. And all vowels and consonants, all alphabets stand for all the words. All the words are nothing but vowels and consonants put together in different order. Now all the words stand for all the objects denoted by the words. Therefore, all the objects constitute the whole Jagat. Therefore, A is equal to B, B is equal to C, C is equal to D, A is equal to D. Okay? Therefore, Omkaraha pervades all the words. So, because of the pervasiveness of all the words, Omkaraha is said to be Vishwarupaha, said to be the one in the form of the whole Jagat. So Bhagavan is in the form of the entire universe. All forms are Bhagavan. All the words denoting all the forms are nothing but Om. Om is equal to Bhagavan. Om, Bhagavan is the whole Jagat. Om is equal to the whole Jagat. Okay, we'll see tomorrow the rest of the class. I only stopped here. I'm stopping here. Vishwarupaha, Sarvarupaha, Sarvavagvyaptehe. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.